All this week we've been listening to a sermon about the prophet Hosea, whose marriage was in a mess. And one of the reasons that his marriage was in a mess was the congregation of Israel was in a mess. But who caused God's congregation, the church in Hosea's day, to be in such a mess? You'll find out today as we take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in beautiful Irving, Texas. The pastor is the dynamic Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of messages from the Book of Romans. Now get close to your radio and listen as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. of Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving takes a look in the book. You
are the open up the word of God to the book of Hosea. Hosea chapter 4. And you can find the book of Hosea in the Old Testament, right after the book of Daniel. And if you're still having trouble, turn to your table of contents and let your table of contents be your friend. Amen. Hosea chapter 4. And I want to read the first six verses, and that ought to be enough to get us started. Look at what the word says. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Therefore shall the land moan, and every one that dwell therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of the heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man scribe nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that scribe with the priests. Therefore shall thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. King James Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. I want to talk with you this morning about a church in a mess. A church in a mess. High five somebody and tell them, Pastor, going to talk about a church in a mess. A church in a mess. On last week, I began preaching out of this same book of Hosea. And I preached a message about a marriage in a mess. Because we looked at the marriage of Hosea. And Hosea's marriage was a marriage in a mess. Oh, it didn't just get messy. He married a mess. The Bible says God told him to go and marry a prostitute. Marry Gomer. And it wasn't long, the Bible says, that they had some children. Is that right? The first one belonged to Hosea. But the next two didn't belong to Hosea. The little girl didn't belong to Hosea. That was somebody else's girl. Gomer done went out having sex with other men's and came up pregnant twice with other men's babies. That's a marriage in a mess. And whenever you find a bunch of marriages that's in a bunch of messes, can I say that like that? Amen. Whenever you got a bunch of marriages and a bunch of messes, you're going to have a church in a mess. Anytime a church is in a mess, it's because somebody is messy there in the church. See, the church is not just these brick walls. That's not your church. The church is composed of the people of God. As a matter of fact, I'm using the word church today in the, not the New Testament sense, because we know the New Testament church didn't start until the day of Pentecost. Is that right? It was after Jesus Christ had died upon his cross and was raised again from the grave that the New Testament church started. But I'm using the word church in the sense of the assembly of God's people. And anytime you got the assembly of God's people, then you got the church. And so when I talk about Israel and looking at Israel as God's Old Testament church, what I'm talking about the assembly of God's people. And see, the reason that God told Hosea to go and marry a prostitute was to illustrate his relationship with Israel. Just like Hosea had married a mess, when God hooked up with Israel, he married a mess. And it got messy and messy and messy as the time went on. And it got real messy in Hosea day. As a matter of fact, whenever God's preacher have to start dramatizing the Bible, you know that God's people done got in a mess. Whenever God's man got to put on a visual illustration, you know that God's people is no longer listening with their ears and heart. The only way you can get their attention, they got to get it now with their eyes. And so God told Hosea to go and marry this lady to illustrate how Israel is being unfaithful, just like this preacher's wife, Gomer, is being unfaithful. As a matter of fact, when we come to this text, we see today Hosea is acting like Matlock. Come on now. He's acting like a lawyer today. When he go to church, I don't know exactly how he was dressed. I don't know if he was dressing like Matlock. But when he showed up on that day, he began to present a case against God's people. Y'all want to look at the case this morning? Y'all want to come and go to court with me? Because what we got this morning, you done heard of people's court, hadn't you? This morning we got church court. And Jose is the prosecuting attorney. Now, I want us to look at this case this morning, and as we work through it, when we come to the end, I want to give you three power points to take away. Would that be all right? So can we just look at the case first, and then after we look at the case, I'll give you three power points at the end. Would that be all right? Amen. Amen. Look what Hosea says. Hear ye the word of the Lord. That even sound like courtroom language. And you heard when they come in the courtroom, hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Hosea is coming. He says, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord has a controversy. Somebody say controversy. In other words, God's got a problem with his people. As a matter of fact, when I looked at that text right there, I started to name my sermon something else. What's God's problem? God has got a problem. He got a controversy with his people. What's wrong, Lord? He said, hear the charge, because there is no truth. Did you hear what he said? There is no truth. Wait a minute now. The church is the bedrock of the truth. The church is founded to give out the truth. God said, they ain't doing it. I got a problem with them, because there is no truth. Then he says, there is no mercy. Wait a minute. The church is the place that folks learn how to have forgiveness by receiving a forgiving God. God said they ain't doing it. No mercy, no knowledge of God. Wait a minute. The Bible, they get knowledge of God out the Bible. He said they ain't doing it. They ain't got no truth, no mercy, no knowledge of God in the land. God said, when I check them out. In other words, God said, when I look down there at the church, they don't even look like me. They don't look like me. See, when a person got truth and mercy and knowledge, that looks like God. God said, when I look at my people, Israel, they ain't looking like me. Just like Jose, when he looked at that second child, Jose said, that don't look like me. All right. That third child, he said, that ain't none of mine. You done went out again, Gomer, because that don't even look like me. Right. And God said, I got children calling themselves children of God, but they don't look like me. Something is wrong when your child don't look like you. Hello, somebody. Whenever your wife have a child, you better make sure it look like you. Hello, somebody. Not only that, he said, not only do they don't look like me, I got a problem because they don't act like me. Look, verse 2, he said, by swine. That's the old word we used to use, cussing. Cussing. Anybody know what I'm talking about? See, when I was raised a little boy, they didn't even want to, cussing was so bad of a word, they didn't even want to use cussing. They say, you're not supposed to swear. That's swearing. You're not supposed to be swearing. But today, folks don't know what you're talking about when you say you're not supposed to be swearing. You're not supposed to cuss. We're teaching little babies how to cuss, children cussing. Let me move on here. God said, when I look at them, they cussing, they lying, they killing, they stealing, they committing adultery, they break out, and blood touch blood. So much blood that just one blood is just running to the next blood. God said, this is his people. God said, I got a problem. He said, not only that, not only do they not look like me, or act like me, as a result, that's why everybody is going through recession and depression. That's what he said right here. Look in your Bible. Therefore shall the land mourn, everybody crying, and everyone that dwell therein shall languish, crying. In other words, it ain't no happy days out here again. Hard times is here for everybody. God says not only is just every man and every boy, woman, and girl is suffering, even the beasts are suffering. He said the beasts of the field, the fowls of the heaven, the birds are crying out, fish in the sea crying out. In other words, whether you live on land or in the sea, God says everybody is going through a depression. Hard time. And then he said, you can't tell them nothing. Why you can't tell them nothing? You can't tell them that they done messed up against God. See, whenever folks are going through hard times, the Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. See, don't expect to break God's law without you getting broke. See, folks want to break our country, want to break God's law, but they don't want to suffer for it. Oh, if I had the time today, I could tell you about every environmental problem that we done had on earth today. It's tied to some sin problem. Because it's the spiritual control that physical. I could just talk about what happened back up here in April down there in the Gulf of Mexico. The land down there suffering. Oh, let me leave that alone right now. But notice the Bible says, yet let no man scribe nor reprove another for thy people. Why not? Why you don't want to tell them that? For thy people are as they that scribe with the priest. Just like the preacher can't tell them nothing, you ain't no big tell them nothing. Therefore shall they fall in the day. Wait a minute. They falling in the daytime. And the prophet also shall fall with them at night. What the preacher doing out at night? Falling with them. That means the preacher is out doing what the people are doing in the night. We getting close to what the problem is, aren't we? And it said, not only that, and the prophet shall fall with them at night, and I will destroy your mama. You know one of the reasons why mama is going to be destroyed? It's because that breaks mama's heart to see you destroyed. You know, mama and them used to say, this going to hurt me more than it. Huh? This whooping. And I used to didn't understand what mama and them was talking about until I got some children. Every time I used to whoop the boys, I would get depressed. And Marion would have to come in there and say, you all right? She had to bring me something to drink or something. You all right? She had to go doctoring on me. I said, what? Because it hurts. Once you get children, you'll find out. You're talking about somebody breaking your heart. It breaks your heart. Oh, my goodness. Notice what it says. Notice what God says. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Notice God says the people are destroyed. The whole land is being destroyed. Here the problem is, isn't it? For a lack of knowledge. You see the problem? It goes back to a spiritual problem. But wait a minute. This is an environmental problem. We got an the beast out in the field. God says the reason the cow's suffering is because people ain't living by the commandments. Fowls of the air, the birds suffering because the people ain't going by the book. Fish suffering, people ain't going by the book. Men suffering, people ain't going by the book. Women suffering, people ain't going by the book. Boys and girls suffering because folks ain't going by the book. He says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. In other words, they done closed their minds to God. It's not that they don't know. They don't want to know. That's the problem. I don't know if you're feeling me yet. Come on and help me here. This is a good preacher here. He's going to give me the word of God. He's going to give me the pure word. Offer me the pure word. Amen. He's going to fix me up with some good water. Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. Amen. This is clear water. This is good water. Amen. I'll do this for you. I don't know if I want that. I just put the top back on that. I don't know if I want that. There's some other water out here that I'm going to go get. I need some new and improved. Yeah. Hello, somebody. See, anytime you done left God and done reject God, you just going and getting toilet water. See, that's the problem. Them people in Hosea day, they was rejecting true worship of God, the true word of God, and they turned to the world. False worship of Baal. Who did it? Look in the text. Look at the end of verse 6. It says, God says, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God. I will also forget thy children. Wait a minute. Who was it that caused this mess in the church? It started in the pulpit. Did you see it? He said it started with the preachers. It was the preachers that put the lid on the word of God and went out and got the world's religion. They rejected God and they went and got them what the world had to offer. Some good toilet water. Notice the Bible says, as they, verse 7, as they were increased, so they sinned against me. Wait a minute, I don't understand this. God said, the more preachers, the more sin. Wait a minute now. You would have thought that if you got more preachers, you got more folks preaching against sin, but you got more preachers in sin. Uh-huh. God said, we got a problem. You see why God said, I got a problem? He says, therefore, I will change their glory into shame. They think that they famous, rich and famous preachers. God said, I'm going to take that fame and turn it into shame. Watch, watch. Verse 8, he says, they eat up the sin of my people, and they set their hearts on iniquity. Back in those days, whenever they would worship, whether it was false worship or whether it was true worship, they would often bring an offering. How many of you know you really can't worship God without bringing an offering? Hello, somebody. They was bringing their offering. And in those days, it was animal offering. And you would always give a portion of the animal offering to the preacher. The preachers now knew that they were still in sin. But he let them bring their offering in order for them to have some meat. Child, I ain't turning down them pork chops. I ain't turning that stuff down. They was happy. As a matter of fact, they was in sin right with them. Bible says, and there shall be like people, like priests. Oh my goodness, I see the problem. You see the problem? The preachers are trying to be like the people. You were on earth, a holy king. Y'all getting it? Carpenter. God said I was perfect. But you are the living
word. If you would like a copy of the message that you've just heard in its entirety, call the church office now at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or write to Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas, 75062. You're also invited to worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.